My name is Luke Ochterberg, and my piece is Killer Bee. The sculpture, physically, is a reference to an actual insect, the killer bee, but also it's a reference to the letter B. It's a very highly stylized letter B, and by that I mean like graffiti almost, and calligraphy type. So highly stylized style writing is what I would call it, stylized B. Everything always starts with a drawing or a sketch, and a lot of my stuff is influenced by style writing. Not so much as graffiti, but more like style writing, calligraphy, but also graffiti and things of that nature, but also street culture mainly. I'm really into hot rods and things like that, but where everything starts is on a sketch. And then from that sketch, I usually make a sort of a small model, and then from that small model, I start to work out the problems of actually making the thing in three dimensions, from which then I make a template out of cardboard, and then cut from that template, I cut out the steel, and then begin to build up from that. I grew up in skateboarding, snowboarding culture in Wisconsin, Oshkosh area, Fox River Valley. And as far as that's concerned, just riding around the backpack or skating around the backpack full of paint cans and just having fun with friends. And really, it's all about the excitement. So I think that that excitement is what I draw from. And I hope that that excitement is imbued in the work. Pinstriping is always the edge striping, which is kind of a reference to pinstriping. Some of the stuff that I'm doing currently is also exploring chrome striping, which is a reference to the hot rod culture. I grew up going to car shows with my uncles. I had a 65 Chevy C10. I also had a 52 Ford. Right now, the only vehicle I have is a 65 Ford Galaxy. So it's things that are exciting to me. So basically the excitement that I felt, that I feel driving around in a vehicle like that, the excitement that I feel when I'm snowboarding. I don't really skate so much anymore because I don't really like concrete. But the excitement that I feel, that I want to basically imbue into the work. Yeah. The experience that I see people getting from my work is definitely open to interpretation. Whether or not somebody sees it and is delighted is probably the most common response. Most people aren't taken aback or offended, and I think that that's fantastic. I think that brightening someone's day, having a little bit of joy into their lives or excitement, which is something that I feel like I want to put into the work. If they get some excitement or some joy, I think that I'm accomplished in that respect. As some people know, I was involved in the first sculpture walk, and from being involved in that first sculpture walk, I was able to have a show at the Contemporary Arts Center. So it's been very fruitful and very, very pleasant. Everybody that I met has been very receptive, has been very excited about art, and I think that that is something that fuels my studio life. Something about my work that most people are not aware of is that the first letter or one of the first letters in the name of the sculpture is a direct correlation to the overall letter form that I'm thinking of when I look at the sculpture or when I'm making a sculpture. So if you look at Killer Bee, the letter B, if you look at the sculpture from the side, is actually a highly stylized letter B.